If we wish to reach the state of abandonment, we must get rid of any love for created things. No thought, no mental effort will teach us anything about pure love. We can learn of it only through the activity of God. And God teaches us, both through our reason and through our difficulties and setbacks. What we learn by these teachings is that there is nothing good except God. To know this, we must get rid of all we hold dear. We must strip ourselves of everything. We cannot be settled in the state of pure love until we have experienced a lot of setbacks and many humiliations. We must reach the stage when all the world contains ceases to exist and God is everything to us. Now, for this to happen, God destroys all our personal affections. It does not matter what they are. We may take up some special kind of devotion, a particular pious practice, or try to become perfect by following certain paths and seek the guidance of other people. No matter what it is we attach ourselves to, God will step in and upset our plans, so that, instead of peace, we shall find ourselves in the midst of confusion, trouble, and folly. As soon as we say, "I must go this way, I must consult this person, I must act like this," God at once says the opposite, and withdraws his power from those means which we ourselves have chosen. So we discover the emptiness of all created things, and are forced to turn to God and be content with Him. How fortunate we are if we understand God's loving strictness and eagerly cooperate with it. We rise above all that passes away and repose in the unchanging and the infinite, and no longer put our trust in created beings, but have dealings with them only when God wills it. God sees that we are empty of all our own desires and unable to make our own choice. We are dead and buried in complete indifference. When God in all His fullness comes and fills our hearts, He casts over all created things an annihilating shadow which blots out all the differences and variety. So these creatures lack all power to accomplish anything, and we feel no attachment, no attraction to them. For the majesty of God fills our hearts to overflowing. Dwelling in God, we are dead to all things, and all things are dead to us. It is the concern of God, who gives life to everything, to restore our souls to life in regard to what He has created, and then, by His will, we can approach His creatures and our souls can accept them. Without the action of His will, we shall reject them and feel no interest in them. This annihilation of all creatures, and then their restoration to serve the designs of God, ensures that each moment God is both Himself and all things to us. For at the moment our hearts are at peace in God and completely abandoned to all creation. Therefore, each of these moments contains all things.